Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, November 30th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we explore the best way to make a wide variety of Mediterranean and Afghan dishes. Here in the studio to answer your questions is Mahmoud Fayez, owner and chef of Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany, New York. The restaurant uses authentic family recipes from Afghanistan. Mazadar means pleasant to the taste or delicious. So it seems we have the right person in the studio today for a Food Friday. If you have a question about food from the Mediterranean region, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We have Afghan food, we have Mahmoud, we have your calls. It's all coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It is Food Friday, and today we explore the fare of the Mediterranean region, actually Afghanistan. And in the studio today is Mahmoud Fayez. He is the owner and chef of Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany, New York. At Mazadar, he uses authentic family recipes from Afghanistan that chefs and his family used to cook for a former king. The restaurant serves kebabs, seasoned rice platters, fresh hummus, falafels, and much more. I've had a chance to sample some of his wares today. It's really, really good. And the studio is looking and smelling delicious. The number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. If you have a question about Mediterranean or Afghan food, give us a call. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Mahmoud Fayez, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How long has the restaurant been in operation?
It's our third month.
Third month?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. So we're catching you early in your career here in the upstate New York region. Where were you prior to this?
I was in Maryland before I moved to upstate.
And you're now used to the weather we have?
I'm still trying to get used to it.
Is this your first winter up here?
No.
No?
No, it's my fifth winter.
Okay, so you're you. Yeah, you're an old hand.
Get in there.
Yeah, okay. The number here is 800-348-2551. Well, not surprisingly, Mahmoud, I don't know too much about Afghan food. And what I have tasted today is outstanding, and there are a lot of meat dishes, which always rates high with me. Tell me about first what you brought, and then let's talk about the seasoning, because it's subtle, but it's distinctive. So tell us what you brought today.
So today I brought three of the main courses. The first one you had was the French rack of lamb, which is marinated in Afghan seasoning. And Afghan seasoning are pretty simple. Sumac is one of the staple in Afghan seasoning, which is dry baby grapes. They are used all over in the Middle Eastern cuisine, Afghan, you know, Mediterranean cuisine. And then it follows with some very basic spices, salt, pepper, crushed pepper, just basic spices like that. And the rice is a staple in our cuisine. So all the main entrees will get served on bed of rice, and then you get a salad and a piece of bread on the side. So the main spices and the rice, it's cumin that you will taste. And the other stuff that I got you is the kofta meat, which is a seasoned ground meat that has fresh cilantro and onion in it. Again, it has similar spices. And the other one that I have next to it is the lamb and chicken combo, which is, again, the boneless leg of lamb and the chicken that we have. All our meat to begin with is all grass-fed organic. The chicken is all, cage-free. It's
free-range.
Free-range, no antibiotics, anything like that. So it's all healthy meat that you're having over here.
Delicious, delicious food. And, as I mentioned, the meat is so tender, and there's a trick to that. What's the trick?
Well, I can't spill out everything.
All right, you're not going to give me your secrets. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it's very tasty. And what it reminded me of, and I'm not sure what, it's been 35 years since I've had them, but a friend of my father's was from Jordan, and whenever he cooked meat, there's something in the spices that you use that it's very close to what we had in Jordanian cooking.
I guess, as I said, the only thing I can point my finger on is probably the sumac spice, which is the dry baby grapes, and it's widely used all over the Middle Eastern cuisine, Afghan, Turkish, Greek. This is the main spice that all of them use, Persian cuisine. So if you had that, I guess that's probably what you're tasting in there.
Our guest today is Mahmoud Fayez of Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen, which is in Albany. That's uptown, right?
Yes, in Colony.
Oh, it's a Colony. Yeah. And what is the address?
It's 1839 Central Avenue, Albany.
Okay, and that's a new restaurant. So you're hearing new stuff here on Food Friday. The bio, and I must say I just read it before I came in, you cooked, your family were chefs for a former king. Explain that story.
Well, my great-grandfather, who was friend with the king of Afghanistan, Amanullah Khan, and whenever he used to come and visit, the chefs that we had in our house would cook for him the same exact way that you have just tasted today. So this is, you know, the family recipe that has been inherited and just, you know, stayed in the family.
Closely guarded?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Now, so you say this was your grandfather or great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
So there have been chefs in your family for a long time.
Yes.
And was it preordained? Did you say, well, this is what I want? When you were a little kid, you say, this is what I want to do?
Actually, no. But just later, when I got into my teens, start taking interest in cooking and all, and then just got into it since then.
What did you learn from your elders that you have brought with you to the new restaurant?
As I said, pretty much all that you see on the table today is our home recipes over here. And I've just, you know, implemented that into the restaurant and just brought it to the mainstream.
Our guest, once again, is Mahmoud Fayez of Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany, New York. Afghan cuisine today on Food Friday. If you have a question, the number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Has the, you know, oftentimes when we have restaurants in this area that we have guests on from those restaurants, and they're from European countries or Mediterranean countries, there's an element of education that goes along with the clientele. Have you seen, how do I put this? Are the people who are coming into the restaurant, are they learning things?
Yes, they are. I mean, especially in this area, people are not, you know, familiar with this sort of cuisine much. And so most of the people that come in, it's their first time ever that they try food like this. And so far, the response is great. They're all loving it. And as I said, as you just have tried it yourself right now, the spices are very subtle. They're not strong spices or anything. Very smooth. It's like an everyday kind of a food that you can eat.
Now, would you consider this to be authentic?
Definitely, 100%, yeah.
Do you think in 10 years, let's say you're still here at Mazadar in 10 years, that you will have changed things and changed it, Americanized it to some extent?
I'm completely against of Americanizing the food just because the food is so, as I said, it's so subtle, it's so easy, it's very easy to adopt the taste. So there's no need to, if I would like to make it more Americanized, I have to give up on spices and stuff, and that will just make the food more blend.
Yeah. Are the spices tough to come by?
Some of them are imported, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. We're joined today by Mahmoud Fayez, Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen. If you have a question about Afghan food or Mediterranean cooking, give us a call. 800-348-2551. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here. Number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. We talk cooking and food on this Food Friday with Mahmoud Fayez, who is with Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany. That's his establishment. But you were in Maryland working in kitchens and managing restaurants down there.
Yes, I was. I have worked at Maryland Kebab and Afghan Restaurant for about 6 or 7 years. And then I have worked at the Helmand restaurant in Baltimore, Maryland as well. And that's the previous experience that I brought over here.
Well, it's good to have you here. The phone lines are loading up, so let's take some call. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. 800-348-2551. Kellen in Glens Falls. Kellen.
Hey, I was calling. Me and my wife have a lot of friends from Afghanistan here in Glens Falls, and we always love going over to their house because the food is so delicious. But my one question is, how does food from Afghanistan, how is it different from other parts of the Middle East or Mediterranean? Like, is there one thing that stands out? Thank you.
Okay, you're going to hang on the line, Kellen, or are you going to go?
I'm going to go.
All right, man. All right, so go ahead.
Okay, as I said, the food would be similar but different. It's just that how you prepared the food, in which style do you put the spices, and, you know, what else that you put along with the spices. So the Afghan food is close. The closest that it can get is to Persian food and somewhat Turkish food. The rest of the Middle East may not be so much. And the only thing I can tell him is try to see how it's different. But it is different than the other Middle Eastern cuisines, yeah.
It strikes me, Mahmoud, that you're not going to give up too many of secrets. So this may be a long hour. Let's go to the next call. Stephen in Glens Falls. Stephen, you're on.
Good afternoon, Mahmoud, right? Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
My question is regarding spicing. I'd love to know if there's anywhere locally in Albany area where one can purchase sumac. But I'm also wondering whether preserved lemons play a role in Afghani cooking.
Preserved lemons.
Good afternoon, Stephen. The first question, sumac, you can probably find sumac in New York City in some of the Middle Eastern grocery stores. If not, I have a customer who comes in for our falafels all the time, and he told me that him and his wife orders it from Amazon, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, because this is a imported spice. You're not going to find it just like that on regular, you know,
stores. You
can't
make it yourself?
No, it's a process, yeah. So as far as the other question was, dry lemon, he said?
Oh, preserved lemon.
Preserved lemon. No, we don't use any preserved lemon in our cuisine, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you. Appreciate
the call. Our number here on Food Friday is 800-348-2551. Mahmoud Fayez is here from Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen. That's a new restaurant, only a few months old in Albany, actually Colony. Let's go to Jane in Albany. Jane.
Hi. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I am delighted to have a chance to say hi because we are very interested in Afghani people, and I have a friend who spent a lot of time in Afghanistan, and I'm coming out to your restaurant so I can meet you because you have a wonderful-sounding personality, Mahmoud. I have two quick questions. One is, do you use eggplant in the cooking as a main vegetable? And two, what other fruits would you mention besides this wonderful spice that you speak about buying in New York?
Thank you, Jane. We do have a wonderful eggplant appetizer, which is a fried eggplant, and it's baked with tomatoes, bell peppers, and onion. It's topped with mint yogurt sauce, and it gets served with a couple pieces of Afghan naan that you can dip in and eat with. And yeah, but it's not on our main course. It's an appetizer that we serve.
That sounds good.
And what was the second question? Any other?
You mentioned this dried small grape.
Yeah, it's a powder.
You know,
it's a powder like spice.
That is healthy, and I wondered if there are any other fruit-like spices that you can mention that you use.
No, we don't use any fruit-like spices besides the sumac, and sumac is the only thing that we use. Dry baby grapes, powdered again.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. Now, just lastly, I have your address written down for the restaurant, but can you give me two landmarks on either side to find it?
Okay, depends on which direction you're coming from. If you're coming from...
I'm coming from Albany. This is my town, and I
Albany.
Go out there west
coming
when,
from
I'm,
Albany,
when I'm in a mood for something unusual.
Great. So as soon as you... If you're coming down to Central Avenue, you may see I Love New York Pizza on the right-hand side. And as soon as you pass that, the shopping center is on the right-hand side. You can
just
enter there.
Well, Jane, good luck.
I love New York Pizza.
Yeah.
And then what? There's another shopping center after that?
It's in the shopping center.
It's in a shopping center.
And you guys have a website,
okay, so
right?
You're in the shopping center.
Yes.
And you're on the right also?
Yes.
And what is your website?
Okay, I have to get there. You know, you've made this very tantalizing.
Thank you for the call, Jane. We appreciate it very much.
The website that we have is Mazdar Mediterranean Kitchen, and you can just go on there, and all the menu and all the stuff is on there. Address is there as well.
All right.
Phone number, everything, yep.
Mahmoud Fayez, our guest today. We talk Afghan cooking on Food Friday. The number is 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. We go to Mike. Mike in Saratoga Springs.
Thank you for taking my call. Happy Friday. I just had a quick question, and I think you partially answered it. I'm a vegetarian. I was wondering if you could describe, to get my mouth watering, why I should come down there. That the eggplant sounded great, so that might be one of them. But any other dishes for vegetarians that would you recommend?
Yes, good afternoon, Mike. We have a bologna appetizer, which is flatbread, has seasoned potatoes in it, and you have a choice of getting veggie, which has spinach and scallions. And then we have hummus appetizer and the pumpkin appetizer. These are the appetizers which are vegetarian. Then, of course, the falafel, which are gluten-free, vegan, again. And these are the vegetarian choices you have.
Okay, and is the eggplant dish you described vegetarian?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. All right, thanks. I'm looking forward to getting down there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. It's Food Friday. Mahmoud Fayez here is with us, and our number is 800-348-2551. You mentioned coming from a long line of chefs. Is there anything that you do now that your great-grandfather would say, kid, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, that I wouldn't know because I've never seen him.
But, well, but, you know, well, you know what I mean. Are you doing anything that is not, strictly speaking, traditional?
No, I'm not. Actually, I kept everything as traditional as possible, you know. And as I said, this is the same food that you'd be eating years ago if you were in Afghanistan. And you're having the same exact food over here today.
Our number is 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. Maureen in Schenectady. Maureen, you're in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call and happy Friday. I just had a question. There was a family that lived below me from Afghanistan, and she cooked everything. And there was she'd bring me up plates of food every now and again, which was delicious. And the rice, I'm curious as to what spices or flavoring she might have used in the rice. I never got a chance to ask her.
One of the main spices, hi, Maureen, by the way, one of the main spices that's used in the rice is cumin and cinnamon. And it just depends.
Oh.
Yeah, but different families in Afghanistan use different spices. So it would be hard for me to say which one was she going with. But staple is cumin and cinnamon.
It was definitely cinnamon, and it was very mild. You know, it wasn't a harsh spice. It was very, very mild, but it was definitely cinnamon.
Great.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Maureen. In fact, that's a great description. It seems well-spiced with a lot of character, but it's not aggressively so. You remember it, but it's not something that you say, wow. It makes you jump back with the spices.
Very subtle spices.
Exactly. Let's go to, who's been waiting longest? Let's go to Bobby in Woodstock. Bobby, you're on.
Hi, Mahmoud.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hi, man. Good. Mahmoud, I heard you talking about sumac.
Yes.
I eat sumac every day. I get it on eBay and Amazon. I get all the grinds. I get the kind without the salt. I eat at least a teaspoon a day because for GI issues, this is food is medicine. It's ancient medicine. It doesn't mask the symptoms. It actually heals you. So I got so excited when I heard it was a part of your cooking and I heard you mention cumin. And of course, your culture has food as medicine from thousands of years old.
Well, Bob, thanks for letting me know. That's something new I have learned today myself.
Thank you for the call, Bob. Yeah. Now, it's not sumac. This is something different.
It is sumac.
It is sumac.
Yes, it is.
Sumac is grapes?
Yeah, dry baby grapes, yeah.
Well, who knew?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Go figure. Let's go to Brenda in Cambridge. Brenda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have one easy question. Is your food halal?
Yes, Brenda. All the items that we have on the menu are halal.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for the call. And now over to John in Worcester, Mass. John, you're on.
Hi. I got a question about sumac. Is it red with a little bit of a lemon flavor?
Yes, it is red. It has a little tangy flavor. You can say lemon if you like to, yeah.
You might want to write this down. Look up the genus, R-H-U-S. And I think rather than dried grapes, it'll be related to our sumac trees, which are all along the highways throughout the most northeast anyway. And it's outside of the fruits before they're ripe. It's really part of the flower. And I use it. I teach kids you can eat it almost like an ice cream cone. And probably the first or second week of July, you can lick it or nibble it. And it'll be that totally tangy, kind of lemony flavor. And it is scraped off and used as a spice in much of the Middle East, as I understand. and it actually comes from a tree, and it's the flower part. Once it's got the seeds, it's kind of not very nice. At least my understanding of it may not be the same, but S-U-M-A-C. And if you look up, our species is Rus typhina, T-Y-P-H-I-N-A.
Okay.
And I use it all the time. It would be something used in stuffed grape leaves, for example.
Okay. Well, hey, John. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
So you might look into that.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Our guest today is Mahmoud Fayez, owner and chef of Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany, New York. The number here is 800-348-2551 as we talk Afghani cooking today on the program. And you mentioned that you had worked in restaurants. Now you're the owner and the boss. It's a little different now, isn't it?
It is different. I mean, it's more responsibility, but yeah.
Does it kill your art? In other words, having to do all the business and the paperwork and the hiring and everything else.
Well, if you have the right staff in there, it's not that difficult. It was hard in the beginning when I had to get my crew ready and train them and, you know, get them going the way I wanted to be. I want the work to be done. So the first month and a half was really difficult. But now things are really shaping up well over there.
That's very interesting. And I've heard many a chef owner talk about that on this program. The training process, getting people to buy in to what you, the way you do things, takes some time. And then I imagine it takes some more time for you to trust that they are actually going to do what you want and the way you do it.
You're exactly right, because there's not a lot of people out there who would do the things the way you want to do. They're like, oh, I know this gets done this way. So it's just that, you know, sometimes there's ego issues out there. But anyways, I'm blessed that I have the right people in my kitchen, you know, and if I'm stepping out of the restaurant, I'm mentally very comfortable, very relaxed that the food, when it will arrive to the table, it will be the one that I would like the kitchen to leave.
We are joined today by Mahmoud Fayez of Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen. The number here is 800-348-2551 on a Food Friday. Mike in Stamfordville. Mike, you're on.
Oh, hi. Just a quick comment. I'm a very active home cook. It's hard to get some of the spices that he mentioned, but I have a source that I use mail order. Am I allowed to tell you?
I wouldn't give the address over the air. It gets close to advertising, Mike.
It's a website.
Well, give us a rough...
You want me to email it to you?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Mike. That way we're not running afoul of...
Sumac is, if you're outside of New York City, is hard to get.
Okay.
It's a great spice. It's a wonderful post-cooking spice. It's kind of a sprinkle it on after you're done rather than have it cooked through.
Yeah,
your chef there probably knows that too. So you can sprinkle it on salads. You can do a lot of different things with it. But it is hard to get. So I'll email you this website that I like to use to get this stuff, and you can incorporate it into your cooking.
Thanks, man.
Great. Thanks so much.
Mike, appreciate the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. We go to Sarah in New York City. Sarah, you're on with Chef Mahmoud Fayez.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, so how are you?
I'm good. I just have a quick question. If you can just give me a brief description on the difference between halal food and just regular food.
Okay. I'd like to get as brief as possible. The thing with halal is start off with the animal. Animals cannot be sick or cannot be injured at the time of slaughter. And while they're getting slaughtered, one animal cannot see the other getting slaughtered. And it has to be hand slaughtered, not machine slaughter. And the third part is that they have to cut through the throat a little bit. So then the animal is active and all the blood rushes through the system and he can pump out as much as blood as possible.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The number here is 800-348-2551. Chef Mahmoud Fayez here on a Food Friday, and we go to our buddy Jim in North Pownell, Vermont. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Bray. How are you? Hello, Mahmoud.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Our local staghorn sumac that grows along the roadsides is, in fact, a Native American spice, and it's been used for thousands and thousands of years here on this side of the ditch. And it has that lemony flavor, and it's a great, great mild spice.
Hmm. Okay.
And you can just pick it anywhere. The red flower clusters kind of stand out in the fall.
Yeah, and I was just told by another caller as well about this thing. I have never heard of it before. Because so far, yeah, the sumac that we get is all imported from overseas. But I'll look into it.
All right.
It's great stuff.
Well, Jim, thanks a lot for the call and have a great weekend, my friend. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Isn't it amazing how, and this happens, I call it the Vox Pop effect. You discuss something very early in the show and it becomes the overarching theme for the whole program.
So you're right. Yeah.
So the password now is sumac for the entire program. We'll see what happens. Now, in that plastic dish, the cream color, what is that?
This is called firini. It's Afghan pudding.
Oh.
And it has some fresh ground pistachio, a little of rose water, and some cardamom in there.
Oh, look at that. All right. Well, I'll have to wait for the break, but I need to try this. That's beautiful. And this would be a classic dessert?
Correct. Yeah.
Really nice. Our guest today is Mahmoud Fayez of Mazidar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany. The number here out of Food Friday is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Emily in Poughkeepsie. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
You're on.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, hello, Chef. Thank you for accepting my call. I go to the Culinary Institute, and I major in baking and pastry. And I was just wondering, I haven't had much exposure to Afghan desserts or anything of the sort. And I was just wondering what kind of traditional sweets or desserts, I don't know what big of a role they play, but what are some that I could possibly learn how to make or try?
Perfect timing.
Hi, Emily. Yeah, I just opened up one of the desserts and gave it to the gentleman here. The firini is a very common Afghan dessert, and you can probably learn it through off the YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of different kind of recipes are going to be there because different families make it differently. The one that we have over here today, it has some rose water essence in there, as well as some fresh ground pistachio, a bit of cardamom in there as well for the topping. So you can just have to, see through different videos and see which one would you like the most to make it.
Emily, I got to tell you, while you were on the phone, I couldn't wait anymore, and I tried this, and it is unique. I think the rose water gives it a certain character.
That sounds awesome. I had a dessert with rose water, and it was such a unique flavor, and that all sounds very delicious.
I love this. This now is jumping to the top of my dessert list right here. Emily, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
Have a good weekend. 800-348-2551. So what do you call this again?
Firini.
Firini. And so this has,
it's a milk-based pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it has, as I said, fresh ground pistachio, ground cardamom, a little bit of rose water, not so much because it's a very strong essence. And the rest is right in front of you.
And it's sweet, but not too sweet.
No.
It has character. Yeah. Let's take a quick break here. The number is 800-348-2551. Mahmoud Fayez is here from Mazidar Mediterranean Kitchen. You want to learn about Afghani cooking? Now is the time to call. In our home stretch here, we'll be back. Okay, we're doing all right here. I just had some baklava. The number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Mahmoud Fayez is here from Mazidar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany, New York. Wow, I didn't know. Now, baklava is part of the Afghani food tradition?
Yes, baklava is Afghani as well.
Wow, this is amazing. Now, this is I understand that you outsource these.
Yeah.
These are come from a guy in Montreal.
Correct.
But this one is like a finger food.
It is. And this is one of my favorite peaks that you're having. It's not so sweet like regular baklava. It doesn't have the heavy syrup on it, but it still have the great baklava taste to it.
Outstanding. All right, back to the phones we go. Hey, maybe we'll get another call about sumac. You never know. Mary Kate and Troy. Mary Kate, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Ray. Hi, Mahmoud.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Quick question. I don't normally associate Mediterranean cuisine with Afghani cuisine. I'm just curious if there are differences and similarities, or are they really one and the same?
There are similarities and there are differences. It's just that even around the Mediterranean area, it depends on what part of the city you go to, the food will be a bit different. And the reason why we kind of chose this name is because a lot of people here in upstate are not familiar with the Afghan cuisine, but they are more familiar with the Mediterranean cuisine. So there are, as I said, the spices are same, but just how we put them together is different. So the taste will come out different. But again, it has the same Mediterranean taste, which is rich flavor, subtle spices, nothing strong, you know, and just an everyday food that you can eat.
Do you use olives?
We use olives in our hummus appetizer, olive oil and fresh olives.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, can't wait to try it. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Mary Kate. The number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Well, I gather from talking with you, Mahmoud, that these dishes go back dozens, if not hundreds of years. Do you think that in year two of Mazidar Mediterranean Kitchen, your menu is likely to change, or will this be it?
Well, at the moment, we have all tradition items, but I am planning to introduce some burgers next month and probably end of next month. The reason for that is we have a lot of Muslim customers that come in, young kids, a teenage, who don't really can eat outside like that, and they are requesting us to put some of those stuff as well in there. And so that I'm going to be adding that. That's nothing traditional, to be honest with you, but I'm going to be giving it a bit of my own style to it, a bit of my own touch.
Well, so it's add some of the spices that you've used on the meat dishes you brought, and you'll have something really unique in this region.
That's exactly what I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to be implementing these spices to the burgers, you know, and for instance, a cheeseburger is going to be a mix of a lamb and beef. So, and then adding on the spices that I have. So I'm, at the moment, I'm working on it. Every day I'm making some samples and trying it until I get to the right recipe, and then I'll be introducing it probably end of next month.
All right, so I can't say you're becoming Americanized, but it's...
That was just the request from the customers that we'll be having, especially the young customers that come in there. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here. The food is fantastic, and the food, the desserts are really something special. Mahmoud Fayez is here from Mazidar Mediterranean Kitchen. The number here is 800-348-2551. Lines are loading up again. And we're going to jump on the – shall I do it here? Let's jump on the line here. We'll go to Mohammed in Schenectady. Mohammed, you're on.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
The difference between Mediterranean food and Afghan – I'm from Afghanistan. It's a bit different. Afghani food is totally different from all the Mediterranean food you have up there. I don't understand Middle East food is totally different than Afghan food. Even Pakistan food is totally different than Afghan food. Even India food is totally different than Afghanistan.
All right, Mahmoud?
The food, of course, the food is different. As I said several times, the food will be different. And the reason why we chose the name Mediterranean is just due to the similarities that people are more familiar with this cuisine than they are familiar to the Afghan cuisine, especially here in the upstate area. A lot of customers that we have in, they have never tried Afghan food before. But when they do walk in, when they ask what part of the Mediterranean, we explain to them it's Afghan cuisine, just for the people to know what sort of food they're having.
So it's a clever marketing trick, really.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Actually, no. It's there is an Afghani restaurant right there on Central Avenue across the street of Mars. That's called Afghan. That's all Afghan food.
Okay, well, I think Mahmoud's doing Afghan food, too. Well, thank you, Mohammed. We appreciate the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Joe in Fosterdale. Joe, you're on.
Yes. First of all, a good day to both of you.
Hello.
And good. My question is the following. Are there any meats that are not part of your culture that you do not use?
Can you repeat that question one more time, please?
Sure. Are there any particular meats that you do not use in your culture? In other words, do you use beef? Do you use pork, lamb, duck? What kind of meat do you not use?
We don't use any pork, so you're not going to find any pork items in our food. But the other meat we all use, like goat, lamb, beef, chicken, you know, all this meat has been used in our cuisine, yep.
Wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Over to Joanne in Colony. Joanne, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So don't laugh too loud, but I'm right at the restaurant right now.
Wow.
Hey,
because
Joanne.
Because I heard you guys. Well, I needed to come to Colony for errands. I hadn't had lunch yet. I said, I'm going. So I just ordered my food. But I actually do have a question, and thank you for taking my call. So years ago in downtown Albany, there was a small Greek restaurant. And they had these incredible yogurt dips, and also they made layered yogurt desserts with, like, dried fruits and stuff. And I could never duplicate it. And they told me that they couldn't get the kind of yogurt that they wanted here, and they actually imported their yogurt from Montreal. And So I was wondering if you use local yogurts or do you have to source particular yogurts to use?
Joanne, actually, thanks for calling in. We at the Mazdar make our own yogurt. So, we don't get yogurt from outside. We do make our own yogurt right there in the facility.
Wow.
And as far as the dessert dish that you're talking about that they had, we have something, I don't know if I would say similar, but it's the Afghan Firini, which is a milk-based pudding that has fresh ground pistachio as well as cardamom in there. So you can try that. Maybe that would be somewhat similar to what you had over there.
I think I'll pick some up and bring it home to my husband for tonight's dinner.
Well, thanks, Joanne. We appreciate the call.
Okay,
enjoy your meal. And let's go over to Caroline in Stone Ridge. Caroline.
Hi there. I have enjoyed Afghan food since probably the early 1980s when I was living outside Washington, D.C., and there were a number of Afghan restaurants opening up at that point. And, you know, I have to say my first impression was, you know, the first time I ate there, I thought, wow, I've gotten past the Mediterranean, but not as far as India, you know, with the combination of spices and all. But my particular question is, what kind of rice available locally do you recommend for your dishes like the pilaus or the things like that?
Well, the rice that I will recommend you is called Sela Basmati, S-E-L-L-A, which is the most high-end, version of the basmati rice. The regular basmati rice that the Indian restaurant use will just be a basmati rice. But the rice that we use is called Sela Basmati rice, which is a long grain, and you have to soak this rice overnight in order for it to be, you know, you can use it properly. You cannot just soak it and use it in a half hour, an hour, like how people usually do with the basmati rice. Sela, yep.
Okay, and is that can be found in the
halal meat grocery stores. You can find them over there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carolyn.
Great, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Sharif in Fishkill. You're on. Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
Hello, Sharif.
I was just confused about one thing, what you said about halal. I thought halal means kosher when it comes to animal product. It's not only how you kill it, but it has to be killed in the name of God. And you cannot just have the meat if it's dead of natural causes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what I said. The animal cannot be hurt or injured. So if it's not hurt or injured, it cannot be dead to begin with. And the animal has to be healthy. And while he's slaughtering the animal, one cannot see the other, and it has to be hand-slaughtered.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sharif. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Food Friday. Mahmoud Faez is here from Mazdar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany, New York. And we now go to Harriet in Woodstock. Hello, Harriet.
Hey, Ray.
Hi.
I'm calling because I love listening to this show, and I happened to have lived in Afghanistan for 3 years.
Okay.
In the end of the 1960s, and the king was still there, and everything was okay, and there was the Buzkashi games and all kinds of wonderful things, and which, of course, Buzkashi wasn't wonderful, but it was very exciting. And the food was so delicious. and so fresh. Melons, fruit, the grapes and melons and blood oranges and fruit like you have never tasted anywhere else in the world and probably never will. But it was absolutely incredible. And we used to get our supper. We'd walk up and down and get little kebabs. And I would go to the bakery and get fresh bread. And they would take the dough and throw it on the side of the oven. And that would kind of, the throw would stretch the bread out. And then it was the quilted naan. It was so delicious. And I'd stuff it in my coat on the way home in the winter. And it would, I'd eat the bread and keep myself warm with this big flat.
I got to tell you, Harriet, Mahmoud is nodding his head for your entire call here.
Oh, good.
That's exactly now, how it is. You're right, yeah.
Well, thank you for...
I loved Afghanistan dearly, and I still do. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to be there when I was. But here's my question.
Okay.
How would you make Kabuli Palau?
Wow.
Ah.
That's a lengthy procedure right there.
Well, you got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, keep it very simple, very fast if I give it to you. Fry onions golden brown. Throw some garlic paste in there, depending on how much your meat is. For a couple, 2 pounds to 4 pounds of meat, I will put about a scoop and a half of a garlic paste in there. And then add some salt, black pepper, and you can add some cumin powder in there and ground coriander powder, just very little, not too much. You know, cook the meat. You can first boil the, if you're making with the lamb meat, boil the lamb meat separately so it can be tender. You can add it to the stock. And then you can boil the rice, of course, the basmati rice, the sela basmati rice. Put some salt in the water, boil it, and then drain the water out. And then you can bake the other items alongside with the rice. And for the kabuli topping, the easy way to go is fry the carrots and raisins. And when it come out, put some sugar in there and put some ground cardamom in there. And then you can mix it up and mix it with your pot and then let it bake for about at least 40 minutes on 350 degrees in your oven.
Wow.
I hope I gave it to you.
Good job. Well done. Yeah. That was good.
And that is one of the most delicious meals I've ever eaten in Afghanistan. And it was great. And we bought our strawberry jam from the man who made it, and the yogurt from the people who made it, and they'd come by with their donkeys, and we'd buy bananas and potatoes, and it was just the best place to live in the world. So anyway, thanks.
Well,
for the
Harriet,
program.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend. 800-348-2551. That was pretty good, Mahmoud. You did the whole recipe in about 45 seconds. Well done.
Tried my best.
And, of course, if you would like to copy that down, this audio of this program will be available on our website about 20 minutes after we're done. Let's go back to the phones. And Sarah in Clifton Park. Sarah.
Hey, hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm a great fan of yours, but let's talk to the chef today.
Good plan.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, hi, how are you? I have a question for you. I'm obsessed with the Afghani food, and I often cook at home, but I never learned how to cook your plain rice with the spices. I tried many times at home, but it doesn't come out the way you guys do it at restaurant. Would you mind to give me a recipe today, rice and then the spices you put it?
Okay.
The best thing to that I can tell you, Sarah, because rice and the spices gets a bit complicated at times. There are many different videos available on YouTube, and you can see which one will fit the best, because at that time, it's a procedure. I cannot just describe you in a few seconds over here. So the videos that you're going to watch is going to be at least about 25 minutes to a half hour long. And you can watch a couple different videos and you can try them. And if you follow the steps, they will come out pretty close to what you have in a restaurant.
I tried. Sure. And I think you spoke with someone else before, too, about, can you give me the name of the basmati rice?
Sure.
I used, Tilda and other things, but I didn't know if you have any specific name or brand that I can use.
It's called Sela, S-E-L-L-A, Sela basmati rice.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thank you. And do you mind to give me the spices name that you guys put?
Sure.
Do you guys put
the main
oil
spices,
on the rice?
Do you put oil on the rice?
Yeah, there's some oil that goes in the rice, but the main spices are cumin and cinnamon.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your answer. Take care.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sarah. Thank you. We appreciate the call. All right, waning moments here. A few more calls, perhaps. Deanne and Del Mar, you're on.
Hi, Mahmoud. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
On your new business, relatively new. Always yes. Love to have diverse new cuisines in Albany. I have a question about lamb, which is my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, how long do you marinate it? And is Afghani lamb, do you cook it in like a clay oven, or how is it prepared?
The lamb, first question that you have, how long we marinate it for, the minimum marination is 24 to 48 hours, and it can go beyond that as well. The longer it's marinated, the better it gets, and we cook it on an open flame grill.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So it's just all the meat we have barbecue.
Second question, because I work on Central Avenue. I work at the Legal Aid Society, and we all like to go out to lunch, and we also cater events, and I just wondered if you catered.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, you can find his contact information right on the website. What is that website again?
Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen.
All right. Deanne, thanks for the call. Let's quickly jump over to the Pine Bush and Neil. Neil, you're on.
Hi. I'm hoping you can help me because I don't know the name of it. I know it's like a Turkish salsa is the best way I could explain it, except it's not made with tomatoes. It was like red pepper. It was sweet but spicy and kind of smoky, and they served it with like a lamb kebab. I would love to make this on my own. I had it when I was there, and I don't know what it's called.
Any idea, Mahmoud?
No. Is it Turkish cuisine you're talking about?
Yeah.
No,
Turkish,
we don't use that.
It was, Okay. Yeah. All right, it was worth a shot. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy, you stumped the band. Well done. Over to Nina in Colony. Nina. Oh, we lost Nina. Nina waited all that time, and Nina's gone. Quickly over to Ari in Albany. You're on.
Hi.
Hello, Ari.
I have a question about a dessert that, what's his name again?
Mahmoud,
yeah.
Yes, that he mentioned before about a dessert.
Yes.
Firini, yeah.
What was it called? It's like a pudding?
Yeah, Firini.
Yeah, I just had a question, like, what's in it?
It is a milk-based pudding, and it has some of the rose water essence in there, fresh ground pistachio, as well as fresh ground cardamom.
And Ari, it's delicious.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Well, thank you for the call. All right, Mahmoud, we are done. You made it through. You look a little worse for the wear, but you made it through the entire show. Once again, the restaurant is Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen. It's in Albany, New York. And how do people find it on the World Wide Web?
Well, they can just go and Google us and Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen, which is 1839 Central Avenue in Colony, New York.
Well, it was great meeting you, man, and the food is fantastic, and we thank you and wish you all the best of luck.
I really appreciate it. Thank you all for inviting us over here. Thank you so much.
And we'll see you again, I'm sure. Support comes from Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine and spirits retailer for over 40 years, providing products from classic to new labels, spirithaus.com. 20 Railroad Public House, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Seasonally inspired pub fare, now offering traditional wood-fired Neapolitan pizza, catering menu and hours, 20railroad.com. Pekarsky, South Deerfield, Massachusetts. Family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, pekarskys.com. And Cooperstown Farmers Market, in its 28th year, bringing farmers and artisans together to provide all things local. Open every Saturday year-round, CooperstownFarmersMarket.org. Thanks again to Mahmoud Fayez of Mazadar Mediterranean Kitchen in Albany for joining us today. Thank you for listening and for some terrific calls about sumac and other things. And thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Your phones were taken by Barb King. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks for being here this week. Now, on Medical Monday, Alan will be here, and he'll be talking to you and an expert guest. Right now, enjoy the weekend. Stand by for news.